years before, 1974, Ed Lloyd Hammer tipped me off that they were building the Odabashan Bridge without a walkway on it. And I was brand new out of law school. And I had taken the National Environmental Policy Act studies and so forth, the requirement for EIS. So I was horrified to see this. And I must have at this time seen the plans for a trail someplace. And I said, my God, here's the possibility of a loop trail. And we're going to build a bridge without a walkway? So I handcrafted a letter to Scoop Jackson, Senator Jackson. He never answered the letter, per se, but I just said, hey, there's a National Environmental Policy Act, and here we're building a bridge, and no walkway, no bicycle path, nothing for pedestrians. This is unheard of, to spend all this money and not provide for people on foot. So he forwarded my letter to the state DOT, because it was federal funds that was building that bridge, by and large. And then I got a call from Mr. Swanson. I don't remember his first name, but he was head of the DOT. He called me up and says, well, I got your letter here. I suppose we could hang a walkway on that bridge. You know, we could probably do that. And then they put in their plans. It wasn't a hanging on a walkway. It was a jersey barrier, creating a kind of a half-baked trail 6 feet wide. It was always kind of filthy, but at least we got it done. And that was a very critical step in the loop trail.